Here's a thought about ISO and noise, and I think this will be of particular interest for those of you who are shooting crop sensor cameras, which of course are supposedly famous for not being able to shoot at high ISOs and for introducing a lot of noise if you try to do so. Well, I have a challenge for you that will involve, well, you're going to have to go look at some of my personal artwork. Go to brooksjensenarts.com and look at my most recent PDF of Kokoro, and in there you will find a project called Rodeo Hat. Rodeo Hat was photographed in the grandstands of the rodeo, and it was fairly dark as it was evening, and so the slowest ISO I could use and get a proper exposure was 1200. I had to shoot a lot of it as high as 6400, which is supposedly no man's land when it comes to Micro Four Thirds sensors. But I want you to look at all the images in Rodeo Hat, and here's the challenge. Can you tell me which ones were shot at ISO 1200 and which ones were shot at ISO 6400? And I'll bet you can't. Why? Well, because I do what every photographer does. I know the limitations of my camera, and therefore I've done post-processing to try to counteract whatever noise might be introduced by those ISOs and by that sensor. So, in the real world, I think you can shoot a lot higher ISOs than you think, maybe requiring a little post-processing. But that doesn't mean it can't be done. That doesn't mean you can't make decent images. In the real world, we have to think like photographers, not like engineers and equipment reviewers.